Today's December 2nd. Yesterday, I went on a picnic with my homeroom. They call it the form class. So, 8 o'clock yesterday, we piled onto the school truck and went down to Natovi. It's a village about 3 miles away from here that has a jetty on it for the boats that go to Ovala. When we got there, we waited for this small boat to come to take us over to Nukulevu for the picnic. And as the boat approached us, some of the boys yelled out screams and yells, and asked them why. They said, "Oh, that's the boat that capsized, sir. There was a scout jamboree here for the whole South Pacific, and they were taking the boys over to the Nukulevu, and they apparently overloaded this one with 24 boys, and it capsized just as it was approaching the island." So I was kind of worried when they mentioned that this was the boat. But we went over in 3 trips, about 10 people each trip. I went in the last boat, and as we were going over, you could see the water coming in through the seams of the boat. And so we put 2 boys to bailing, and they had a bail the whole way over. It took about 20 minutes to get there, and we were getting deeper and deeper in the water, but we made it over there okay. And once I got there, immediately went for a swim. Beautiful day again, so I went swimming in the warm water and then watched some boys diving for fish in the coral. The boys make their own spear guns just out of wire that they buy, and they file it to a point, and they get a old inner tube or something, and then they just make their own spear gun with that, and they go, the school provides them with goggles, and they go diving underneath, and a big catch would be about 3 inches long to some of them, but some boys actually got some 10-inch fish, but they have to swim further out into the coral for that. And they had a lot of fun. Now, that's the important thing. They were trying to get me to go under, but I didn't want to, really, because I can't see without my glasses anyway. And then I watched some boys fishing with a line. Same thing. You don't need any expensive gear out here. You just get a bottle, wrap around the line, and get a piece of coral, tie it on for a weight, and buy a hook, of course, and get your own bait. You just get some land crabs that are crawling around, or hermit crabs, or catch a little fish, and you use that for bait. And I watch these boys, they wade out into the coral, and they slowly drag the line in, and sure enough, they do a bite, and then they lead the fish in towards shore. Once it's hooked on, they just slowly walk into shore. The fish doesn't know that it's being dragged almost. It doesn't put up a fight, in other words, until it gets into the real shallow water, you know, when it can sense that something's wrong. Then the fish will make a attempt to pull away, and just when it does, the boy yanks it and throws it up onto the shore.